Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, Old Schofield's 806. Jeremiah chapter 31, begin reading at verse 31. The Bible says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the children of Judah," or with the house of Judah, "not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husbandman, a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: when God forgets. When God forgets. Now, when man forgets, and I think about this quite often because I'm getting forgetful. Amen. It's usually because of infirmities. We blame it on that anyway. We say, well, you know, we'll blame on infirmities of age or this and that and the other, that we forget. Amen. And we tend to be forgetful. Now, there's not a lot of times it's not just only because of infirmity. We can't blame it all on infirmities. Sometimes we forget by just a lack of interest. You may tell me, expect me to remember, I'm not interested in it, so I don't really hear it, so I can't remember it. Amen? Sometimes it may be because I don't hear it, because the doctors say that I can't hear women's voices. So it's not that I forget what my wife's saying. A lot of times I just don't hear her. Amen? A lot of times I forget to put my hearing aids in. Like this morning, I got up and I went to put my hearing aids in. I thought, well, I'll do this first and I'll get them. And I forgot to put it. And it's not because I don't want to hear what she's got to say. It's I just forgot. Amen. It's not that I'm not interested in what she wants to say or has to say. I just forgot. And a lot of times it ain't that we just forget. It's just that we're neglectful. It may be that we just really don't care. Amen. We're forgetful because we just really don't care. We don't care if we remember. We don't care, you know, if we're there to partake in what's going on. We just really don't care. That's just who we are as human beings tonight. I'm just being honest. I know how to be. Amen. I'm that God ain't like yet, ain't you? Now man forgets. Now I may forget your name. I know we're a church and we've been here, but sometimes, Brother Junior, I can be preaching and I can look back there and see you, and I can't remember your name. Amen? That's just the way we are. Sometimes we just forget. You get to thinking, and you've got blaming on white spots. I have white spots, amen? And then I've had COVID too, and they say COVID takes 0.002 to a 0.2 of your memory every time you have it. I can't afford to have that much. Amen? Because I forget. I'm forgetful. I might forget your name. Amen. I might forget a promise I made to you. Not because I want to, but because I just forget. I just can't remember that I made it. And what happens when we get caught up and tied up and going so many different directions, we just forget the promises that we made. And you know, if we can't remember each other's faces and our names, amen, we're not going to be able to remember all the promises that we've made. Amen? I'm glad God don't have that problem. Right. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He don't have that problem at all. Amen? We might forget faces sometimes. I'm pretty good about faces. I usually can remember faces. It's the names that give me problems. People come up to me all the time and say, "Preacher, how you doing?" "I'm doing okay. How about you?" "Oh, I'm doing okay. Hey, how's your wife doing? How's your church? How's the church going?" I'm like, who is this person? Amen. I recognize the face, but I don't have a name. Sometimes I don't even recognize the face. They know me, but I don't know them. I'm glad I don't have a God that way. My God knows every one of us. Amen. He knows our faces. He knows our names. He knows where we're at. He knows what we're about. He knows what we're doing. He knows what we've already done. That's the God we serve. Praise God. But I'm glad we've got a God that don't forget. Amen. Praise God. But there's some things that He will forget. Praise the Lord. So we forget our friends. And a lot of times, I hate to say it, but there's been many, many, praise God, of people that have forgotten God. We was talking about that earlier today. These folks that was in our midst, and it seems like folks is just disappearing all over the place. People that we used to fellowship with, people that used to say that they loved the Lord, all of a sudden people are just disappearing. You say, what happened? They're forgetting God. Amen. If we ain't careful, the devil will get us so busy, so occupied, that we forget God. You say, preacher, I could never forget God. I would hope so. I would hope we'd never forget the Lord. But praise God, if we ain't careful, we get so busy, so occupied that we forget the Lord. Amen. Not only do we forget the Lord, praise God, but there's a whole lot of folks that's forgotten God's house. I think what they did when they left the last time, they dropped breadcrumbs and a bird came along and ate them. Amen? Because they apparently forgot how to get back. God help us. Praise the Lord, we need some help. These folks that's a watching, these folks that see everything that we are talking to a lady today. And she said, you know what, we really need to pray because God's people, children of God, supposed Christians, amen. She said, you know, I've just concluded, she said, there's people watching us. I said, yes, ma'am, there's somebody watching every move we make. And if we profess to be Christians, to be children of God, they're watching us to see what we do. They're watching to see how we act and how we react, the way we handle situations. They're watching these little bitty fellers. Amen. These little bitty fellers. Praise God. Children of God. Amen. They're watching each other. We're watching each other. How we behave. God Almighty, praise God. He sees us all the time. Sees where we're at. But I'm afraid that there's a whole lot of people that's forgot about the house of God. We forgot, praise God, that there's help in the Lord's house. I was glad when they said to me, praise God, let's go up to the house of the Lord. I'm glad for Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights to come together and worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. I'm glad, praise God. Hey, I don't have a problem forgetting about the Lord's house because it's an important part of my life. You say, well, preacher, you have to be here. You're the preacher. Amen. Get up on Sunday mornings. Well, I don't think I'll go to church today. Yeah. And then wife said, well, you got to go to church today. I said, why? She said, because you're the preacher. Amen. But I don't have a problem with it. I don't think I've ever said that. Not seriously, anyway. Amen. Because I love the house of the Lord. I love God's people. And God helps us, praise God. Amen. There's some things that people's forgotten. Is how to get to the Lord's house, how to be blessed of God. Amen? Praise God. But I want to tell you, there's some things that God has never, according to Jeremiah, there's some things that God has never forgotten. Amen? There's some things that God's never, He's never forgot the universe that He created. God Almighty looks out and on the expanse of His hands, praise God, and He's never forgot not one thing about the universe that He created. Everything in this universe, praise God, is on God's mind. We were talking the other day about the ark. When God was going to send a flood upon the earth, God began to have Noah to build a great big boat. Amen. And for 120 years, he was a working and a preaching and a building on this boat, and he was a gathering things together that was needed. You realize God put everything, praise God, in this earth to preserve it on that boat. Everything that needed to be preserved was on that boat. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying God don't forget His creation. Amen. If you go up there to the Ark in Kentucky and they set this thing up and they researched it thoroughly and they see places in there where God even designed for the insects to live. they had to be preserved. So God, if God thinks about the insects and God thinks about the birds, I pray God, if God thinks about His creation, how much more does He think about you and me? Amen. What He has created for His glory. He thinks about the creation. He thinks about, the Bible says that He thinks about the moon and the stars. Praise God. He gives the moon for a light by night and the stars, praise God, for a light by night and the sun for a light by day. He controls the waves of the ocean, how they go out and how they come in. Praise God. He sets borders and boundaries. If He sets borders and boundaries for the waves, praise God, come in and go out, how much more, praise God, is He able to set boundaries for us who trust and love Him. Amen. God, I'm trying to get you to see how much God loves you. Amen. He loves you, praise God. If he loves and cares about for creation, if He won't forget about creation, He's not going to forget. Why? Because you're part of His creation. Amen. You're part of what God has made. If God thinks thinks of the moons and the stars and the sands of the sea and the waves and the tide that goes in and comes out, how much more does He think about you and me, praise God? How much more does He think about one little old weak child of God that needs a touch from heaven? How much more, praise God, does God think about those that are weak and frail? Amen. That, praise God, and being beat down by the devil and the world and society. How much more does God love them? Much more does He care for them. Amen. We know God cares for them a bunch. He loves them, praise God, with a godly love. He says so. He said, who does this? Who cares for thee? He said, the Lord of hosts is His name. You know who that is? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He loves us. Praise God. He loves you and He loves me. And He's there to help us, praise God, along the way, every day. It's not just a fleeting thing, something that'll pass by. But God loves us, praise God. He can't forget me and you. He wouldn't if He could. Because He loves us, praise God, with a godly love. He cannot forget the universe. He cannot forget everything that's in it, which includes us. Amen. But there is some things that God can forget. When God forgets, praise God, what a blessing it is. He says in verse 34, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them into the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Amen. Ain't you glad at God Almighty that He is able to forget your sin? Amen. Not only is He able to forgive it, but He's able to forget it. Praise God. Amen. Ain't that what He said? He said, I will remember your sin no more. Hey, praise God. Some things that God's able to forget. One thing He's able to forget, He's able to forget your sin. Praise His holy name. The sin that you have, praise God, the sin that the devil won't let you forget, God said, I'll forget it. He said, I'll not only forgive it, but I'll forget it. Our sins and our iniquities that we have. Amen. Our infirmities. God's able to forget our infirmities. He's able to forget, amen, our lack of strength. He's able to forget our weaknesses. Amen. And we all have them. Amen. We all have infirmities, weakness, and lack of strength. We're not always as strong as we'd like to be. Amen. We're not always able to withstand a tempter when he comes by, praise God, when we need help. We need to be fortified. And the Bible says that God will not forget His people, but He'll fortify us. Amen. In our infirmities, our weakness. When we're at our weakest, praise God. God said, that's when I'm, He said, when we get pressed plumb down to our knees, that's when Paul said, that's when I'm strongest. Amen. When I get to down to where I'm looking up, God Almighty begins to bless. Amen. Even in our infirmities. So not only when we have our infirmities, our weakness, lack of strength, but praise God, when He'll forget our failures. You could ask yourself, how many times have you ever failed God? I'd hate to have to try to count them, wouldn't you? How How many times have you ever failed Him? He's never failed me. But I failed Him just about every day. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, if you was honest. Amen. We fail and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God, and we do it on a regular basis. Not that we want to, but because we do. Because we live in this old flesh. Oh, wicked man that I am. How can I beat this old body of death? Praise God, it's on me. We do it by the Lord Jesus Christ. Asking Him to help us, praise God. And He'll forgive our sin. He'll forgive our failures. He'll forgive our shortcomings if we'll let Him. Amen. He said, I'll remember you. He said, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Look at Hebrews chapter number 8. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 6. The Bible says this, it says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Amen. Gave us a covenant made with the nation of Israel, but God said, I'm going to give you a better covenant. And said, the covenant that I'm going to give you, the agreement between God and man, he says, is going to be a better covenant based on a better promise. He said, but now has he said, for verse 7, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continued not in my covenant, I regarded them not, saith the Lord. But look at verse 10. He said, for this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. I read that somewhere a while ago, didn't you? He said, we're not going to have to because God's going to make Himself known. He said, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Ain't it amazing when God forgets? Ain't it amazing the things that He's willing to forget? Because He loves you. He said, in that He saith a new covenant. Verse 13, He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Amen. It'll go away, the old, so He can make a new covenant with us because He loves us and He cares for us and He wants to help us and all those that are born again, all those that put our faith, Lord Jesus Christ, we have a blessed hope that's out of this world. You say, well, preacher, how do you know He'll forgive us? Because the Bible said He would. Amen. Look over in 1 John chapter number 1. Verse John chapter number 1, the Bible says this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness. If it wasn't for God being light, we couldn't see to get to Him, could we? But I'm glad, praise God, He's better than Motel 6. He turns the light on for us and He leaves it on. And He keeps it shining bright, praise God, so we can see to get to Him. He said, verse 6, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us from all sin. Now that word cleanses means continual. It's a continual cleansing that God cleanses us from all sin. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and the word and His Word is not in us. He said He's able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we'll trust Him. When God forgets our sins, you know how God forgets our sins? And when we confess our sins and we forsake our sins, then God can forgive our sins. Amen. When God forgives our sin, God forgets our sin. You say, preacher, what does that mean? It means He'll never bring it up against you again. The devil one day will come up with these riling accusations of the brethren, accusing you of this and that and another. And the Lord will look at them and He said, praise God, that's been washed out. That's been covered by the blood. He said, that's gone. I don't see no report, no record of it nowhere. Ain't you glad, glory, hallelujah, that God Almighty created and takes care of the universe, takes care of the stars and the sun and the moon and the seas and the seashores, and praise God, takes care of you and me, and He loves us enough, and when we come to Him in righteousness and confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything is not right, God said, I'll cleanse you of it, and I'll forgive you of it. And He said, I'll forget about it. Amen? God said, I'll let it go. You know what? It's time that we did. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to forgive ourselves. We need to forget about the past. Amen. We need to remember our future. We need to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. You know, a preacher, sometimes it's good to remember our past, remember where Jesus brought us from. Yeah, but we need to keep first in our mind, praise God, that Jesus Christ brought us from that. He brought us out of that, praise God. And there ain't no place, nowhere to return to because He brought us out. Amen. His righteousness, praise God. So we see here in the Bible says, as He said, saith the Lord, verse 34, for I will forgive their iniquity, their sinfulness, their transgressions, basically, their worst missing the mark, and I will remember their sin no more. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad that God loves you and He's willing to forget and forgive your sins. Praise His holy name. Amen. He will remember them against us no more. Well, preacher, in a few days, He'll remember them. Boy, we'll be in trouble. No, He's not going to remember them no more forever. Amen. When God chooses to forget, when He forgives and forgets, praise God, it's gone and taken out of the way. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that those old things that was against you, that were contrary to us, Paul says, were taken out of the way. They were nailed to His cross, praise God, covered by the blood so that you and I can go free. There's some things that God forgets, amen. We may forget each other. We may forget names. We may forget places. We may forget promises. But God Almighty, He forgives and forgets our sinfulness because He's that big a God that He cares for us enough that no matter what we do, praise God, He loves us and He's there to forgive us. Amen. We ought to have a desire in our heart to be pleasing to Him. He brought Israel out of Egypt with a mighty hand and they forgot God. He said, I was a husband to them. Amen. He said, I was there to take care of them. That's what a husband does, take care of his family. But He said, they turned their back on me. But He said, I love them anyway. And He said, I'm going to make a new covenant with Judah and Israel, praise God. And He said, I'm going to make a new covenant with them. He said, I'm going to remember their sin, their iniquity, their sin no more. Amen. I'm going to forgive them. And the same God will forgive us today if we'll ask Him, if we'll let Him. Amen. He'll love us, praise God. But I'm glad when God forgets. Amen. Glad when He forgot my sin. My sinfulness. We forgot how I used to be. I'm glad I'm not how I used to be. Amen. I'm somebody different. I'm not perfect yet. We're not perfect yet. But God's still working. Ain't you glad God's still working on you? Amen. Making you more and more like Him every day. And one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be with Him where He's at. And boy, we'll shout our shoe soles off then. Amen. Praise God. Maybe we won't have to wear shoes up there. Boy, that'll tickle my daughter to death. She hates to wear shoes. Amen. I ain't going to tell you nothing else on her, but she hates to wear shoes. Amen. We do pretty. Always has. I mean, putting shoes on her as a kid was like shoeing a horse, a kicking one. But boy, I tell you what, one of these days, glory to God, we're going to be in a perfect place, in a perfect environment with a perfect God. Because God was willing to forget our sinfulness. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad He's able to forget and to forgive? And all He said we have to do is come and believe on Him and ask for His forgiveness. Amen. And that He would forgive us of all our iniquities. Amen. Praise God.